And things are being mentioned in Mishnah because they require Lishma. And that's why Rabbah argued the only reason Rabbah could see for requiring to find a Nichtav. Because if Lishma comes to Chai, to find that that means Chasim Lishma. My mind is either, but if Lishma will buy Chasim Lishma. And if you want to fix up here, and Dalam and Av, let's come in. El Yolah Rabbi Lazari must be really is a blood. Chasima Boyer Blood the Chasima, you told me he doesn't require Chasima Lishma. Yeah, it takes a look at 8 o'clock. There are no Chasimas at all, but then there's no Chasimas at all, that's fine. Because the Chasimas are necessary, Eidei Mesira Karsi, which we explained in the past, seems to mean, based on several sources and other sources, and then we all put everything together, it's a very beautiful package. The Eidei Mesira Karsi means what a star is. A shtar kinyan is not the same as a shtar raya. A shtar kinyan is just a written delivery of my intent to buy, my intent to sell, my intent to marry, my intent to divorce. Ain't that mekach nixim is varim rama right to her alpha lacha alpha mafira. To just say it doesn't work. You have to have more than you can't just say your das kinyan. You usually have to have a ma'aseh kinyan. Das kinyan, you gotta wanna buy it and do mashita. You gotta want to sell it and have a king of Chazakah, king of Kesef, whatever it is, it has to be Daf Kinyan. Maisa Kinyan, not just to say it, but here you're not just saying it, you're actually writing it down. Okay. But it doesn't have to be a Raya, it has to be a written description of the intent to buy, the intent to sell. You have Eidei Mesira. Whereas the Rebbe Lazar said, no, the Shtar Kinyan Shtar is giving over a Shtar Raya. It has to add all the rules and regulations of the Shtar Raya. Okay. So if there are no chasimas at all, that's totally fine. You don't need chasimas. The heza, the ikke eidim, if there are eidim, but then you do require. Require what? You require chasima le shma. That's why. If it's not signed, then probably you only send for a nifta. But since this man has done everything signed because of chakas on the meal, and remember, even according to the Lazar, you do require, we certainly either require or strongly encourage signatures. That way every get can also serve as a star. Right. Because remember, the olive base. Machlokes of Lazar and Rav Meir is that the shtar kinyan require chasimah. The get to serve as a shtar kinyan. But does the shtar raya require chasimah? Does the shtar raya require chasimah? Absolutely. That's not Rav Lazar and Meir. What? I have a piece of paper. I'm going to say, write a piece of paper, if the shetki owes me $1,000. Choice. Is that true that he owes me $1,000? No. Of course not. And that's stupid. It's not a riot. Of course, the car is there's no riot. It doesn't prove anything. But does it work to create a kinyan? Maybe. It might be able to prove anything afterwards, but that's not going to work in there. That to do a kinyan with the star doesn't need a but to serve the star riot later, of course, you have to have a. So Gamliel said, in order for every get to serve the star riot, we highly encourage having chasim. So Mike is going to have chasim. You better say the Fanei Nechtam, because once the Chasimas are there, they better be Lishma. If the Chasimas are not Lishma, that's the problem. The Abba, Rabbi Abba, Rav Der Belazar and Mizuri Pitoko, Shehu Pach. Belazar's Moser at the last, the Mizuri Pitoko was Pach. Obviously we're quoting this from some other place. To explain how it could be. That bad Chasima. Chasima's all Lishma's word. They know Chasima. It sounds a little funny. You don't need chasim at all. So it's a bad chasim. So pretend it's not there. It can't be worse than nothing. If I have a coat with a hole in it. If a coat with a hole in it. I have a blanket with a hole in it. It's not so good. I'm going to get a dress. But if it's warm outside, I don't need to wear a coat. There's nothing wrong. You're not going to get cold by wearing a coat with a hole in it. If it's a nice spring day, you could have worn no coat at all. It's not worse to wear a coat with a hole than to wear no coat at all. Right? So that's the problem. How could bad chasim, chasim shalom, be worse than no chasim at all? Because well, we find this elsewhere. Where is elsewhere? Rabbi Abba said somewhere else. Moshe Rabbeinu mezuyis mitoch v'shulchan. If the star is mezuyis mitoch, look at the star. It's forged from within. What is forged? It decays from within. They ain't even related to each other. Yaakov Kupfer and Nachum Kupfer are signs of the star. So that even the Rabbis, Rabbis hold that the shtar would have been a valid shtar kinyan, with no Eidim, but his two brothers find this Dayan worth enough. Okay, it doesn't really explain why it makes sense, but we know it's true. Okay, so here it's true also. Now see which one, which one.
Let's finish the Gemara. You shouldn't ignore the end of the Gemara, which the end of the Gemara doesn't get so much play. Well, we'll come back to this point of the Gemara very soon. But the end of the Gemara doesn't get so much play. Ravashi Amar Hamani Rabbi Yehudahi. Ravashi is a different heritage. There are two explanations, Lim Maskana, of why it is, why are we requiring Sibulashma and Hasim Lashma? The first explanation is, we belong to the Zuyas and Kavam. The second explanation, which both of them, neither one is knocked out with Maskana.
They're both valid. All the other explanations were already knocked out by them. The first four or so explanations are all knocked out. But the second one is Maskana. You're not Maskana, but Halacha. You don't have my problem. But according to the vast majority of your children. But in terms of Pshat and Mishnah, according to Rabba, the Rashi says, well, my review, the offensive third sheet, so we kept what he bothered. The Beloz only requires Sibul Shema. The Remei only requires Chassim Lishma. So who's our Mishnah? You kept bouncing back and forth between, well, maybe the Mayor somehow requires those. The Beloz requires those. No, no, no. Rashi said it a third time, that's Rabbi Yehuda. This not. The Yehuda Potel, I should take Kisim Asam, the Chassim Asam, the Talosh. You have to have everything as the Sul Mechubar and Siva, the Sul Mechubar and Chassimo. And Rav Ashi here is making an assumption. You could have said that we take Siva Sul Mechassimo to the Salash, that means even if it has already been ripped out of the ground at the time of Siva. Or cut off the rest of the paper at the time of Ksiva. But certainly if the Ksiva was the Talos, then the Ksiva is automatically the Talos. Right? So Kuni said, is this a din of the Ksiva? He just holds like Rav Elazar, that it's an old din of Ksiva. So the Rav Asher said, no. He means both. He has to have Ksiva and Ksiva. And it tells us this point how it's possible to have Ksiva Talos with Ksiva not the Talos. Okay. So Rav Asher said, Yashat, the Yehuda holds the Kosa means two things. The mayor holds the custom means Chassimah. The one holds the custom means Chassimah. And the Yehuda holds the custom means both Chassimah and Chassimah. The Gemara says, hey, this is a great answer. It's such a beautiful answer. No, this is the best answer to the custom. You know, I've been waiting for the whole time. So for crying out loud, why were you hocking the mayor of London the whole time? Just pull the Yehuda out. So I said, well, why did you wake up until now? Well, may Kara my time of Abu Kamil look at the Yehuda. Why didn't someone have commented on the Shach Vatayr of the Gemara? Later on, Moshe Rabban Tzav, whoever it is. So why didn't we, from the very beginning, say Rabbi Yehuda? It's such an obvious answer to Mishnah. It's not some bright who just dug up the Mishnah. It's black on white. It's beautiful. It's not a shpit. It's a round peg and a round hole. You're looking at all of the seals of the Yehuda. It's the Yehuda, it's the Shita. So why didn't we think of it until now? Why are we hacking the whole time of Meir Belazar? He wanted to give an interesting answer, which once again, this theme has been touching on throughout. To what extent are happening in Assyrians? In fact, they sometimes have, sometimes they're not. So the Gemara here is handling with that. Why do we have all those funny happenings first? The Gemara says there's a reason why. And it's not just happening. The first heritage in the Gemara was the sum of the Gemara said there really is a blood. So why you say Yehuda? What's wrong with Yehuda? Why do you have to say to Belazar and Mizuz be told for which you're going to get all tied up in knots, we're going to have a hard time dealing with it? Just say to Yehuda. The answer is the Gemara Talmud. Mahadrina, I remember it, just tell them to remember. No, we try to say David to remember, because after all, the rule usually is that most Stamina Shayas are remember. So this is a Stam Mishnah, so we'd rather say the Apollo Shemir. The Stam Shemir, how maybe it's Shemir. And why do you try to say Shemalazar? I do that. Shemalazar, the Kaim of Lod Hilton, the Kaim of Lod Hilton, because he passed in like Shemalazar. We passed in the Seer character. So really, there's no reason that Chassima should require the Shema. That's what we really want to say. Oh, but somehow he also holds that the Chassima should respond to the Shema. So what talk is just to stop for a moment to think. We'll come back in a moment to go back to the Shema a bit. But we spent so much time in Meir Blaza. How did you do this? I found very little discussion about the Yehuda. You know, there's almost no play. Not so much discussion, but... Yitzhahara is Hanki Atat. Yitzhahara is Hanki Atat.
What's Pshat Rabbi Yehuda?
What's Pshat Rabbi Yehuda? He says he has to have both Tiva and Chasima.
Lishma, the Tala, the Shavim.
So then he holds the word of Pshat Rabbi Yehuda. So what does he hold? If you see what Tiva 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 Is the Tzibek Gardi, the Tzibek Gardi means, is to a way to understand what it means to do a Kiddush Shtar, what does he owe? What's the Tzibek Gardi? He also owes.
According to those, definitely both, not according to this.
I
would say according to those, it's really only one, but then it doesn't matter. One is really like two.
So the Gemara just said, we'd rather say we're beloved than to be possible at the world. Meaning, possible at the world is that what? The Tzibek Gardi. So we're doing that means, that Rabbi Yehuda holds like your mayor, Eide Chasima Karsi. Right? Eide Chasima Karsi, what does Eide Chasima Karsi mean? It means that the Chasima is the critical part of, perhaps the critical part, a critical part of a shtar. So you categorize that, if you have a, if you happen to have marker. So you categorize back to how we dealt with this, this discussion initially, that Gimel on the base. He says, look, there's a lab at home, a name is Tir Kanti, and therefore, the Chasav equals Tiva. Rumeir, he holds a day Chasima Kanti, and therefore, how does he define the Chasav? Equals Chasima. Why? That was really one of the sticky points in Chasima and Beis. Why does it have to be Chasima? Okay, Chasima is obviously according to Belazer, there is no Chasima. So the Chasav means Chasima, right? And we said, according to Belazer, so the Chasav means only Chasima? That was really a hard point. That was a rough spot in the Gemara of Gimel. Why is it only Chasima? Chasima, why is Chasima by living important to them? Why is Chasima less important according to, well, maybe the Chasima is so important for some to make the thing, it's difficult. So look how what Yehuda is saying, come in the middle. Yehuda says, yeah, I also have Eide Chasima Karasi. So there is something called Chasima, and there's King Shah has to be a Shah Raya. So better have Chasima. Okay, what does the Chasav mean? Both! Why not? So he's the easier version of Remeir. He says the Chasav means Chasima. And Chasima. I can't even look. Of course, there was, of course. There's no such thing as Chasima Minas Dover. No need for Chasima. So obviously, it's hard to say Chasima. It means Chasima. Okay, that's good. If you say no, the King Star means you're giving over a Raya that's going to have a Chasima, could have a Chasima too. The mayor, somehow, we still don't 100% understand the rules. Somehow, the signature is what really makes it a Star, more than the text. Okay. But you can also say is that they're both included. And that's what the Gemara said, look, we'll be Paschim by Kribbalanta. Or Rabbi Yehuda, they called it a Chasima Karasi. They take that same Shita and they apply it back to the Pasuk in a slightly different way. What do they say about the word Zachasa? They say the Pasuk only means Chasima, the same Zachasa means both. Regardless, but, welcome back. But Rav Elazar disagrees. So, Rav Ashi suggested that according to Rabbah, our Mishnah is following Yehuda, and it's a beautiful fit. We're not so keen on saying that because we don't possibly like the Rav Yehuda or Meir team, the Eide Chasima Karasi team. They argue in details, but they agree in principle that Ayin Chav Chav, Ayin Chav Chav, Eide Chasima Karasi. We don't pass in that way. We pass in the Rav Ashi. The door says, Kamala, black and white. Kamala, husband loves the gift. We postulate in the theory currency. Okay, that's why we would rather say our mission father of the law. Thus, the one who requires chassima or shmav, as the Gemara said, no! But if you don't have any chassima at all, that would be great. But you have a chassima, and it's bad, that's worse than zero. It's worse than zero. Worse than nothing. Oh. So now, it says, well, now let's open up this paper. The paper says, well, let me understand this a little bit. So what do we think? Well, now we're focusing on Rabbalaza. So Rabbalaza says, look, Mezuzis we don't know is no good. Yeah, let's see this. You see it? You see it? You're in a bad angle. You see it? Yeah, you good on? Come on!
Oh, this is here today. He doesn't get it.
Every kid has done it. In the family. So Mezuzis is no good, right? Rabbi Abba said, the Gemara said, Rabbi Abba says that Mezuzis is no good, and therefore the Gemara here says, one step two, right? The Gemara says, look, Mezuzis B'Tocho, Rabbi Abba once said, Mezuzis B'Tocho is over the Kodesh of Lazar. The two, Yaakov Cooper and Nachum Cooper, Yochi bookbinder, and Yehuda bookbinder, and Ezra bookbinder, and Eitan bookbinder, and David bookbinder, and Moshe bookbinder. I have so many Eidim, and they're not a single one of the kosher. Not that they're Rasham, not Rasham, but they all have distinction of being brothers, and brothers are not kosher Eidim. So, I'm not sure how to say this. So Tosa says, well, let's understand why this is true. That by Karav Apostle, Rashi said Karav Apostle, the Chassidim Karav Apostle is not good. And then the Gemara extends that to Shlomo Shmo. Tosa says, for now, we're really going to focus on the first part. The Tosa tries to understand why, in general, Mezuzis B'Tocho, here the Gemara is applying to Shlomo Shmo, which is an added word. But just in general, Mezuzis B'Tocho, Chassidus of Krogh was still with no good. The Tosa says, look, what it was Mezuzis B'Tocho? Taylor, not even Shalom Lashma, the Mezuzis B'Tocho. What does Shalom Lashma have to do with Mezuzis B'Tocho? Mezuzis B'Tocho means Chassidus of Krogh was still with. The classic case, they have brothers, or godmothers, or both, signed up stuff. That is, it's the Tosa, but didn't this one. Over there, case number one, Rabbi Abba, where it's Krogh was still with the star. There, I understand it's worse than no Chassidus still. I understand it's possible. Why? Shemduva Asi, Levit Mechila Vayu, Lahatia Olahosi Mabon Asiya. Because maybe you'll come to rely on them. To marry her off or to sue for money. What's Tosa to say? A Gzeira. Okay, Asi, by the way, okay, you know Gzeira. Well, what's the Gzeira? What's the Gzeira?
Kenya, right? Talking about the laws of the day, we're talking to get showed up now. Is it against valid to make a gerish? We're discussing Star Kenya, right? We're going to start right and put that kosher. No, Star Kenya. We'll have Aiden Mithir will prove that's true. But is it because the Gemara is saying Mithir Abbadon, even though the laws are said that Star Kenya is not even Aiden at all, but Mithir Abbadon, you can't use a star with Pasola Kasima. Why? Because maybe you'll come to you with a Sharaya. So if you have it again, it looks good. I know it was given a very Hashra basin and it has signatures. So we're going to rely on it. Yeah, but they only did a Star of Kenyan. Kenyan Star Rai's brother is garnished. If it has no Hashimas at all, then there's no reason for a Zayr because you see right away it's not a Star Rai. Right? If there's no Hashimas, there's no need for a Zayr. No one ever thinks it's a Star Rai. It has no Hashimas. That's all of it. But it has Hashimas. And we use up the Ishtar Kenyan, and it has Chassidus, Talakum. The Chassidus must be good. Really, they're not. Really, they're possible Chassidus. They're not kosher witnesses, because they're Gadavim, or because they're brothers. Whatever, my own cousin signed them as yet. So, people might think, it has signatures, we use it as a good Ishtar Kenyan, people around them might not realize the Uwe and the currency start changing some right on the same thing. So therefore, that's supposed to say. Midra Abba, make a Zera, you can't use a Star Kinyan that has invalid witnesses. So far, so good?
By Yaakov ben Gabriel, so I have to know the Yaakov, but this is Yaakov ben Gabriel's signature. And that's not really Moshe Lachman's signature,
that's true. But will I know, I might not know the Yaakov ben Gabriel is also a famous mobster, John Gotti. I might not realize, yeah, it is Yaakov ben Gabriel's signature, but the guy is possible ages, you know, tomorrow. So normally, our
concern is that it was maybe it's forged. Maybe it never came from any beans and ever. Maybe it's just some guy wrote in his basement and forged all things. We do keep on trying to know, this is really signatures of two people. So then, at that point, we're going to assume, look, it's obviously done by somebody who had to forge the two people in. So we have no way to tell now who are they related to. How am I going to know that the two guys are brothers-in-law? They only have the same father's name. How am I going to know? I don't know the guy's name. So look, you do the best you can, you assume. You don't hear anything, you assume. If someone was the father of the star, so really look into it. Yeah. But it's not really true, because maybe he was, if you're allowed someone to be the father of a star Kenyan and not care who the witnesses are, then I'm gonna get into the star Raya and I'm gonna assume that as long as I verify these other real signatures, because okay. Well, let's say you the two here. Okay. So that's the Tosafot. Okay. So that shot, we haven't yet gotten to how it works. Supposedly, say it's not something that applies to Shlomo Shema. But the basic Mizuyim Mitzvah, the Gemara is pointing from elsewhere. Rabbi Abba once said that the Ishmael Kohen from Sul is talking from the Beloza, yet the Zera, Zilma Asi, will miss Mahalai. There might be another way to explain this, but we'll see what gets to this. There might be a more fundamental way to say without a Zera, but you have to make certain assumptions that Tosafot elsewhere doesn't make. Okay, so Tosafot says, basically this tells us it's Zera. That's a logical problem. Logical problem is like this. What's a logical problem? What's the concern? The concern is that what? The concern is, we're going to let you, Rabbi Wasserman, Rabbi Cantor Wasserman, is going to start as a guest. And he's going to oversee the guest and allow two brothers Sasan. Why is Lada Sasan? Because why not? The only Shtar Kinyan and they're any Mazir Karsi. Yeah. But then someone else might do what? Maybe years later it's going to come to Queens and Rabbi Arbisel is going to allow this woman to remarry based on the guest. So what's wrong? Ah! He's using a Shtar Raya, but the Adim are really Kov Musul. So what? Therefore, you're going to tell, if Rabbi Arbisel would realize when a star was brought to him, hey, this is not a valid star because the Krom Zum, okay, and he can't accept that either. But we're saying he's not going to, if he realizes there's no Zera. Problem is, maybe he won't realize the Krom Zum. So what? What are you wrong? Well, why should you tell Rabbi Wasserman not to let these witnesses sign? Rabbi Wasserman knows that they talk our games of work. These have to be kosher witnesses. Big deal. What's the worst that's going to happen? The Rabbi Arbisel will allow the woman to remarry. Is she nation dish? No. In fact, she is divorced. You know that she's divorced at the earlier stage in time. The Tosafot is saying that in the Gzeira, the Tushin Samach Tev. Months ago, there was a divorce, right? And she has to wait 3 months before remarrying. She didn't have fun on. She know that. She has to wait the full 3 months before a woman remarries, because there's always a concern. Otherwise, if she becomes pregnant very soon afterwards, it may not be clear
Proper procedure. Tosafot says if Rabbi Arbuzfeld in the second basin, this coming Siva, will cause Kizlun and Lada remarry, will allow her to remarry, will allow her to collect the Suba. Shiitake is divorced. Shiitake couldn't be married. I thought it's wrong that Shiitake is older Suba. But if Rabbi Arbuzfeld will cause that based on two brothers, he's in violation of the Allah. Because it's not enough to end up at the correct result, it doesn't be accurate if the proper.
They're brother-in-law. They have different fathers. They have different fathers.
What's your brother-in-law's last name?
Why is it different?
What's your brother-in-law's father's name? What's your brother-in-law's father's name? What's your father's name? They're different names.
So what? But they tell you.
No. All you see is Daniel Ben Reuven and Shimon Ben Levi. You have different people. All you have on the star is Daniel Ben Reuven and Shimon Ben Levi. That's it.
But you don't. You do it to Zero.
They're dead.
You do it to Zero.
So you're supposed to be more dead too.
What? You never do that.
Okay, so then you know who they are anyway.
No, and you know who they are anyway.
Just because they're Indian, that's going to die. Why they're
happy? Just because they're Indian,
why they're happy?
So what first Gimel time? The Sheshki and Ezra are coming with town in York, and then Yaakov and Eliyahu Gimel time, and your brother-in-law's signature.
Yeah.
But still, you're not worse off than nothing.
You're much worse off than nothing.
Why?
Now you
have a Shtar Mekuyam.
You think you did the Shtar?
Now you have a Shtar Mekuyam.
That's what Taisa says. Exactly.
But the Shtar is not. But the get is
fussle.
I'm
telling
you to get
a
fussle.
But what
puzzle
is that the Messiah I get himself would not have picked up on?
No, there's no Messiah I get. There's no Messiah I get. There's some guy sitting down in his basement that just printed this out. He was the Messiah I get.
No, that's the thing. I don't understand.
That's what he's saying.
That's the problem. That's what we need to do. There's no Messiah.
Why are you talking to that? The Gemara is saying you're not allowed to use a get. I come to the basin.
Why?
Use the woman a get.
Zero Mishum in this case.
I don't understand how that connection works. I come to basin. Yeah? I come to basin. And I say, basin, a guy comes to basin. He was a get. I'm a shliach for the husband or the husband himself comes, whatever it is. He's already signed, he wants to give it to his wife, to the baby, whoever, ain't whoever it is. Someone's overseeing the guest. But Bashas Gerishin, Bashas Chalitza Gerishin, right? Bashas Maisa, Maisa Gerishin, Chalitza Gerishin, everything. All of those terminologies. It's happy now, right? So we're going to say, hold the action. It's awesome that you're about to use this guest. Why? Because the signatories on the guest are two cousins. Now, But we're going to do it if we were cut off that part, if it's not for the problem of the cover, right? If we wouldn't have had those signatures to begin with, I would say, okay, that's fine. Give the guest. It won't prove anything. Give the guest. But I say, now that you're going to have these bad signatures, so I can't even use it as a star. Kidding. Why? Because maybe what? Right now, of course, if it's presented to a basin, and they can figure it out. At a later date, when she did as a raya as their brothers, of course they'll reject it when you finish that raya. Right? And with Xeri, that's not Xeri Jabban, it's in the right. They use their star raya, the Aidim are in Kasha, Aidim are in Kasha, right? No, but the Xeri is not allowed to even use it as a star king, right? But Lamaisa, I do know that she is getting divorced now, right? But I'm like the Gerishin. And we're ready to give the get, it should be everything is beautiful. As beautiful as it would have been with all the hechsher it would have had with the Aiden not to be there. So why shouldn't I let him do that?
Because we're gonna have a habit we're gonna assume that it doesn't make a difference if the Aiden on the star are cuss or a puzzle. That's the habit you're building into.
We're Stalkinian,
yes. You're building into that.
Dolzine. But whenever you present
problem.
As a raya,
we're not going to check as much. By
check when?
The second time.
By care, but it checks more.
No, we're not going to check as much. We assume, who cares?
But the second time you said as a raya, forget it, we're going to check more. If you know, is there something more than a puzzle?
Look at this poem and say, check too much, we're going to find that the Adim were possible. But you know what?
That's what Isis said! They might end up using the star, that's not the impossible Adim.
That's true, we start checking less, that's the whole problem.
No, we're not going to check less. Well, I wouldn't check less. They might not think, they might not catch it. You're saying a situation where the Basin might, by accident, not catch the fact that they really did a consumer. The conscience, the Gavish was conscious of the Aesir.
No.
So how is that generating a laxity on the part of the second Basin?
Because
if anything, they're going to be more careful.
No, what Pinchas is saying is that the next time this case happens,
yeah,
Basin's going to say, well, you
which
know
what's Basin? Basin Shavgershin or Basin?
Either Basin.
Pariah.
Either Basin. It's going to say, well, you know, really, we know that you don't really need to be so makpid on whether or not the Chassim is a kosher, so just
for
forget
it. For purposes of Kenya, but not for purposes of Raya.
No, we're not at all saying, let's say the Dindaraisa, right? The Nikar Dindaraisa. Let's also assume it's a Dindaraisa. The Nikar Dindaraisa is nothing wrong, but the Lazar was giving a guess for the entire book by the family of all seven. But Min HaTorah is absolutely worthless as a Raya, but it's perfectly valid, according to Blasa, as a Kenyan. That is a Din Daraisa.
Okay.
That's even true in HaTorah. Okay. Well, or it's changing the Jabana, it's not invalid as a Star Kenyan.
Right.
So it used to be that they were getting flying around, that if you're a Basin who's accepting a guest as a Raya,
why
you have to be careful. There are a whole bunch of guests flying around.
Why do we want to worthless Kenyans on that?
We don't want it. It's impossible. It's a kosher
puzzle. We don't want to build up cases where there's going to be puzzles.
Why?
We're going to have confusion between stars that are kosher raya and stars that are not kosher raya, which is exactly what Tyson said.
The Basin doesn't know
that it's possible. The Basin being the star of the guest is going to stop caring about the rules of the kosher star kinyan?
Yes.
Yeah,
why?
That's what he's saying. Because they realize that they don't need to be as strict about it because it doesn't matter.
So when the guest gets to them, they don't know that they're possibly...
I'm just saying what Pinchas is saying.
That's the whole point.
You're just a cog in the wheel, huh?
I'm trying to make his argument a little clearer.
They think he's the perfect star raya.
We're going to take a Basin.
Right.
That's a big problem.
No, the reason
is that's the basis. That's exactly what
you're saying. Again, I know. It's not what the
only possible way for this for the
They have both possible. So Pinchas is suggesting that one could have given an alternative approach to what Tosafot said. Okay. So whether one can or can't, that's exactly what we're just debating. But regardless, what Tosafot does say, and there does be another approach for sure. The Rif also has another approach. Yet another approach. Okay. So, likely, Mithamla, Pinchas' approach is an issue. That's been his track record. Beautiful. I would then have difficulty in saying sure. But okay, not for now. But what does Tosafot say? What Tosafot says is what? If it does, then the concern is, well, maybe you'll come to rely on this. The Gershon did occur, but this it was a valid Sharkinian, but it is not a valid Sharaya. If you let use their Sharkinian, you may have probably used their Sharaya too. And the says, so what's the rule? Right, the facts are true, even though the agent is no good. Well, but procedure is necessary. How do you know? You see from the Gemara in Yibam. So let's unpack that a little more. So Bochanan in Yibam, over there in Yibam, there's a lot to say about that Sugi Yibam. That's all these people speak of. But the truth is not going on there. There's a law of Simmons, comes on. At the very end, on the test, he says, by the way, this Gemara is quoted by Tertius and Gibbon, as a Raya, that Apophis is this, you know, Apophis has done our MS in lots of LLPA discussion. And you have to have, not enough to end up with the proper, with the truth, you have to arrive at it through valid procedure. So he points out that there's a couple of other Gemaras, which some of you had a chance to see during Seder, which speak to this issue. So one, the other case where you see this is the case. Let's talk about two, which both come from Sukkim. Shema. So one is the Gemara. How many people know the Gemara Shavuot? That's what the Gemara Shavuot? How many people not see the Gemara Shavuot? Alright, fair enough.
Or people thought one person.
Never worked. The Gemara Shavuot is a whole law on the Mitzvah Shekhan Tirchas. Near the beginning of the fourth parish. Talking about the four times Shavuot with that Aedus, and about the making the Shavuot Aedus, you make someone swear, he doesn't swear to me you don't have any testimony to say about that. It's sort of like a Sukkina, but the Gemara, the parasite is involved in all of Aedus. And this is a long discussion. The Gemara has many different cases, which are all scenarios, which are all forbidden, because of Mitzvah Shekhar Tirchot. It was coming straight from the Gemara, the Mitzvah Shekhar Tirchot, the second point I was learning about the Shavuot. The second difference is in the financial and or judicial context. There's also a violation of the second chance.
People wonder why
Well, the fourth line from the bottom. Minayim a dayin shal yeshir talmud bur lefun. I know that a dayin, that he used to have talmidim in the basin also, the talmidim would, they couldn't pass him, but they could have engaged in a discussion with the rebbe. You bring a shayla, the rebbe would discuss with the talmidim, they're all handled, they have mouth to mouth. But then the dayin, the dayin will come to the food. So how come you can't have a talmud, an unhelpful talmud, a talmud who's not a talmud chacham there? Rashi explained, he might confuse you. The good Talmud sharpens things. If the Talmud on Arik, he's going to confuse things more. The Mitzvah Shekhar Tirchot, the violation of Mitzvah Shekhar Tirchot, because you're creating a situation where you're more likely to come to an improper conclusion. So the Talmud might know you under with some other sheet that really doesn't make any sense. So don't have an Arik in the court. Okay. When I was Kadaik Yadel Chaver Shu Gazbun, if the Dai knows that one of the Fulday on is a Gazlin, or Aid should have a Hanayashu Gazlin, or I'm an Aid, and I know that the other Aid, I'm coming to be Mayan together with John. His last name is Gambino, or God. He's the brother. So, I know the truth is that Ezra did borrow $1,000 from Abbott. It's true. I'm going to be Mayan for that. True fact. And John dies be made for that true fact. If any other things are not so true, but it has to be true. But he's absolutely possible. Right? Or, but, so, be nice so it starts up. Is that anything wrong with that? I'm going to come say Aedus together with the Russia. But the Aedus is true. I know it's true. I have to thought. And the Rosh is coming to say the Eidus also. It happens to be he's possible. I happen to know that the facts are true, but Lamaisa said the basis is that he was, the rule is that he's a possible Eidus. B'nai Shloi Yitzarei Tino. Talmud Roma, Midrash Shekhar Shirha. It's also a problem with Midrash Shekhar Shirha. So the Rosh Hashanah points out, that sounds like very similar to this case. I'm in a unique position. I know better than the basis. I was actually there. I know the facts are true, but I'm going to allow this, I'm going to accept the basis talking based on me and the aid talking. Oh. So when it's quoted Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch is like this. Rasha possible aid. Okay. Rumo went down over there, Rasha is possible. And now let's apply that. A few aid kosher here, the next page. Shulchan Aruch was the exclusive of the two. Aid kosher here, the Abachadir, through Rasha, the aid is kosher. But he knows the other guy's a Rasha. They know Dayan and Makir and Risho. I know that my fellow aide is a Rasha, but the Dayan don't know that. Asulo Lahadivo. I can't testify with him. Agapi, she aids his Evan. Even if it's true testimony. True meaning, know that the facts are true that we both saw it. The Rasha was also there with me. We both saw the Halva. We both saw the way. We were sitting up in a. Bleachers, and we saw Reuven slaughter Shimon. Hang out with fine Hevra. So you hang out in proper Hevra, so things happen. So he saw Reuven slaughter Shimon, me and the Russia. So I've been talking to Reuven slaughter Shimon. He does owe Shimon $10,000, whatever it is. They ain't saw a Paloma, and certainly if the Russia wasn't even there, I certainly should not be there. Okay, so that Aleph in the parentheses. Send you down to the Nesiva. And Nesiva says, quote the Shach had a discussion. Now that I'm saying to talk about the Shach. The Shach said something a little different, but we may also be the same in terms of this part. Let's say, let's end with this Nesiva. A few of her Aedus Emmet. Even though it's not true. Lord is about to do some Aedus Emmet. Let's say this, that he's possible, makes me possible. We didn't see. Together, whatever the case may be. I am an Aedus Emmet. He is an Aedus possible. Yohachi Asur Lahaydi Mo. Why? Machmashu Lak Eidacha. I'm really an Eidacha. Habezu Shal Yidim Risho. Habezu doesn't know, don't know the other Eid doesn't count. Yachshu Shem Shnei Eidim. Vihum Shnei Malam Shalom Kedir. The Sibis comes from Al Bav Tav. It's Umar Matumim. It's a Ganesh and Ibishim to say for. The Ganesh and Ibishim to say for on Chesh and Mishpat. He says, it's wrong. They're doing wrong when they make him pay the money. The facts are true. Yeah, but they don't really have two aides. They really have one aide. You're tricking them into thinking that they're two aides. Therefore, you should not be made together with the Russia. That's Mamish. So, I'm going to see something. That's something in Russia. Here comes. What's interesting is that the next one, the Gemara flips it. The Gemara says another case in Midrash Shekhar Tirchak is where the Eidus is technically fine, but you have a feeling that something is fishy. You think these guys are just very, very split liars. So technically they pass all the tests. You couldn't catch them in the Quran. And catching the others is okay, but that's the next one. The Dai knows that it's in the Ruma. He knows that there's something that he knows that's fishy, he just can't prove it. So then you're not allowed to pass them that way. You have to retrieve yourself from the din. You cannot pass it when it's technically proper, but you think the content. You have to have both. You have to have accurate content, and you have to have proper procedure. And the other major writer, Rechon Hazel, will answer this. He says, if you give up proof of intent, where it comes to the grid, we'll read inside, that the school caro, the pasuk in the chumash, the caro is pasuk later. So the Gemara seems to say, even Moshe and Aaron, become their brothers, they don't accept it. Do we think they're lying? No! It's not that the Tosfos really stresses that. But they go, there isn't a lot of literature about this. What's the idea of carving? But the Gemara, the Kufa Tess, and Barbash, the Tosfos seem to indicate it's not Hashash Meshacher. We think they're telling the truth, and yet we don't accept it. So this is what kind of thing. So you think they are telling the truth, but still there are rules for how ages work. It's not only about getting the yes of the right facts with proper procedure. There's an interesting connection to the Lama Shabbat. We're not going to talk about that now. But so we shall continue tomorrow. I've talked to all those who have seen us that week. After that, I'll be a cruising with the Mustafa. A 3:41. Well, talking about the same.